Well, thank you. For the information, is the jail census as of today was 114 inmates. 71 were from Candiota County, 12 were from other counties, 31 were from the Minnesota Department of Corrections. Our calls for service over the last two-week time period were 813. Number one was traffic stops, two public assists. Those are pretty consistent. This time, number three was family service calls. Year to date, we've had 16,515 calls for service, which is tracking ahead of last year. Right now, we're 2 days ahead of last year. At one point, we were 6 days ahead. Now we're 2 days. It doesn't necessarily mean that calls have slowed down. What it kind of we're tracking with there is we're three officers short right now, two that have not been replaced yet, one that's on a military deployment. So we are seeing a decrease in some of the traffic numbers, self-initiated activity, and that type of thing, just keeping up with the day-to-day type operations. So. An item for the committee, too, that hopefully word has gotten around on, but on tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the library community meeting room, we have two Somali American officers that are coming out from the Twin Cities. One is from the Columbia Heights Police Department, one from St. Paul Police Department, and they're going to give a presentation to anyone there a little bit on the policing in diverse communities, being a Somali American police officer, that type of thing. So at 2 o'clock, it'll be a community meeting. Myself and several other officers will be there, and anyone is invited. And then tomorrow evening, we're going to have actually training specifically for law enforcement. They're going to do a presentation and then interacting with the Somali community and from their perspective and ways we can enhance that. So. An update also is that voting ended yesterday for that aftermath canine competition. We're not sure where Axel sits in that. The last we knew, a couple days before voting ended, we were called and they said that we're at least in the top 10. We tried to get them to clarify it a little bit more, and they said that the voting changes so greatly every day that it's hard to say. We are up against some really big departments, so I don't know, but we've had an awful lot of people voting and community interest in that too. So
what's the options? It isn't just the first place or the...
With them it is. They made some changes a few years ago. Okay. That where it's winner takes all for the $5,000 award on that.
Okay.
So
right.
We always hope that maybe they'll change their mind and offer a second, third, fourth prize or whatever. But at this time they're only mentioning the top prize.
Okay.
And then just an update, too, that we're in the process still of replacing the police officers, one that left in May, one that left in June, and we're finally at the point now where those officers, or those candidates, have gone through the different testing processes, and the next step for them is they went through their medical doctor's physical and their psychological, and I'm waiting for the results on that, and hopefully can move forward on those replacements to get us back up to the staff that we were at earlier this year.
We anticipate hire by?
If all goes well, the psychologist should be getting a hold of me, that we could start them within even 2 weeks once we get that final notification and with Mr. McGuire's final approval on that.
Okay, good.
Not to put you on the spot.
Sounds good. Any questions for Chief Phil? All right. We didn't call the meeting to order yet. We're just letting you guys do your thing because we're short.
That's good. I apologize for being late.
That's okay.
Somebody walking the door as I was walking out.
That's fine.
Okay, so.
You're not last. You didn't finish last, Frank. Don't worry about it.
Okay, go ahead.
Andrew will make you look
good. Yeah, there we go. Couple things, just fire calls for this year at 274. We're down about 23 from last year. Last 2 weeks we've had 15 calls. We've had 4 car accidents, 4 false alarms, 3 gas line cuts, 1 kitchen fire, 1 cooking fire, 1 carbon monoxide detector, and an assist for searching for a girl by Raymond. Dispatched in route time in the last 2 weeks has been 4 minutes and 32 seconds. We hover right around that 4:30, 4:45 mark. all of our 2016 projects are done for the year. One thing I want to bring out is that we are starting, we're looking at starting a project with the Red Cross about putting smoke detectors in homes. We've had a couple meetings with them, and we're going to kind of go out and get volunteers. They're supplying everything. We're basically supplying the labor. And our goal is to put up 1,000 smoke detectors in January. So be a big project for us. I'll bring back more info once we get kind of going in that direction, but I think that'll be a good move. And they're excited, we're excited. They've done it in a lot of different communities, so
yes,
we should be good to go on that. I think that is. We had Halloween trick-or-treating last night at the station, which turned out very well.
Any clowns?
No clowns. We had scarecrows and we had Tin Man. So it was kind of the Wizard of Oz theme last night a lot. But we had probably 150 to 200 kids. So we were pretty excited about that.
All right. Thank you.
That's what I had at my house too. Almost 150.
Really?
Wow.
That's crazy.
I wasn't home, so.
I quit counting 134.
Yeah, your area, there was tons of kids around.
I had 200 pieces of candy, gave one to each kid, all gone, shut down early before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There were still kids in the street.
Wow. Well, I bought 3 bags, left the light on, sat out in that little porch, and not one person came by.
Oh, no.
So I sat down and ate a bunch of candy.
We get just as,
we get a lot.
As many cars as we do.
Yeah.
Kids, I mean, they come
yeah, different neighborhoods, I suppose.
It turned out to be a beautiful night last night.
Yeah, yeah, it really did. The weather came around. That was good.
Yeah.
I actually had one parent call me and ask if it was still legal to dress up as a clown for Halloween.
There was something to know about
it. Yeah. Yeah. It's legal, but it might not be.
Yeah, that's work. Right, exactly.
Nice
yeah.
thing to do.
Yeah.
I was trying to be careful because we're getting ready to go hunting tomorrow, so we got rifles laying around everywhere.
Oh,
so
sure.
I was trying to keep them out of the window shot. And
yeah.
Well, the kids show up at the door.
Oh, yes.
Call the cops.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have had a conversation with you last night.
Well, item 4, we need Chief Belt, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything we can just talk about before the, and not make any motions?
Do you want to talk about Bethesda?
Can. We'll need a motion.
Yeah.
One way or the other. Let me get to it here. So the request, the original request, was to approve a seasonal no parking restrictions along 9th Street Southeast, 12th Street Southeast, and Wilmer Avenue. I'm sorry, 12th Street from Wilmer to 11th Avenue and Pioneer Circle Southeast. Since that time, and most recently today, we've received phone calls from Bethesda, who are more than willing and in fact doing so on their own, kind of policing themselves, writing their own pseudo tickets, if you will, internally, and information to convince their staff to park on site in parking lots that is now that construction is completed. So my recommendation has changed since the CAR form came out. My recommendation at this point would be to table this conversation for at least 2 weeks and see how they do. I would prefer not to add more signs, more restrictions, more items that, number one, we have to maintain the signs, and someone has to enforce the hours and the days and the things of that nature. So an ideal situation would be to leave it as is and have the employees park and staff park on site, and thereby allowing us to get the snow removal, which was the purpose of the conversation in the first place. So my recommendation has changed from the car form to table this for a future meeting.
Okay. It might be good to review, because I know this was brought up in the planning stage because of the complaints that were on the south side of Wilmer Avenue. Mm-hmm. And they do have adequate parking spaces for all their employees.
Right.
So the emails I'm getting from the people in the neighborhood that are out walking are counting the empty spots in the employee parking lot and counting the number of cars on the street.
Okay.
And there is more than adequate parking for their employees. So that was discussed, and you know, they were pretty adamant that they were going to be able to have adequate parking.
Yep.
Correct?
I think that is true. I mean, I think that was part of the building plan review initially, was to have adequate parking on site, along with plan review for everything, mm-hmm. you know, all the sites, projects we have come in. That being said, of course, they're all public right-of-ways, and so
mm-hmm.
People are allowed to park there on all of these streets. But we've had some phone calls with Bethesda, and like I say, most recently today even, and they're telling us that they're going to work on that and try to be a little more persuasive of their employees and staff members to park on site. So.
Well, we're talking about parking, Sean. I don't know if you've had a call yet, but I had a constituent of mine when I was raking leaves on Monday. Top of my front yard, and the intersection, it's a T-intersection right south of my house. It's where the path goes into Roosevelt School from the north. A lot of parking on 15th Avenue,
yep.
which is the east-west.
Yep.
And I've had a couple other comments about that intersection from people that live in proximity to it. The first problem is stop signs don't work very well. I don't know if they aren't red enough.
Okay. Right.
But the
better light than that.
This gentleman that stopped and talked to me,
we didn't have a quorum, so we were just going through what we could.
Gotcha.
A lot of the teachers are part
works.
From the school, which is, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Sure.
I just have one of the right house.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
But when you get on 15th, I live on 16th Street, when you get on 15th Avenue, the suggestion was, and I think it's probably pretty good, we could either park on one side, or right where that stop sign is for the eastbound traffic, paint the curb yellow back further, because a lot of these SUVs that park up there close, I think they do.
Are you right at where the path is?
Yeah, and there's a stop sign right before it.
Yep.
For eastbound. It's a three-way stop. Everybody's
yeah.
supposed to stop
yep.
there. And the east-west traffic, I'd say one out of three just blows the stop sign.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a real danger. It's just that.
It's kind of an odd place for.
I think
that it's there.
It is, but all the neighbors know it's
stuff.
There, but I think
yeah.
other people don't,
yeah.
and because it's an odd place, because there's just no cross traffic except for that pathway where the kids walk, and then the parking makes it, what happens, especially in the winter, the parking gets, the street gets kind of narrow if you're
yeah.
getting a lot of snow and plowing, and that's probably a bigger problem, and plus then that's when school's in session, so injects a little bit of a safety factor for these kids. It is a grade school, so. I don't know if he's called you.
He has not. But
he said he should, but and I said I'd bring it up. But
We'll take, we'll run out there and take a look
yeah,
and see what's
on your radar. No,
yep.
It's not a big deal, but would help.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we'll officially call the meeting to order. And maybe we can just go around the room and say who's here.
Tim Johnson, City Council.
Sean Christensen.
Frank Hanson, Fire Chief.
Mike McGuire.
Jim Felt, Police Chief.
Kelsey Delbosque.
Andrew Plowman, Council.
Audrey Nelson, and we have Mr. Brezendine back there. So, and the newspaper. All right. So we've gone through the police and fire updates. Shall we do number four here? Is that going to be Chief Bell?
Oh, that's me.
I'm sorry. Yep.
Watch guard. All right. Councilmember Nelson, members of the committee, thank you. Item for your consideration here is the purchase of a WatchGuard video server and software. A little background on this: as part of our upgrades for the squad car video system and potentially for the addition of body cameras for the police department within the next year, I've been in contact with the IT department. The video server that we have is several years old, in need of replacement for especially if we advance the system. And speaking with Ross Smeeby from IT, he got a quote from the WatchGuard system, which is the same company that our squad car video systems are from, with for software, the hardware, and everything that's would be built out for future needs. The total on that is $13,665. That is an item that we had not budgeted for this year, but it does fit well into our the use of the law enforcement DUI and drug forfeiture account. So if approved, the money would be taken from that account and not from the city's general fund for the purchase. And requesting authorization to purchase that.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. How many vehicles and or officers would this outfit?
It's built out so that it would support for sure the 10 vehicles that would have video camera systems in them, and also for every officer in the department for a body camera.
So everybody's set up then?
Correct, yes. It's built out enough that would be able to adequately, by their estimation, take care of all the video needs for full six, at least 6 months of storage of all videos.
Oh, nice.
And then any that would be needed for a longer period of time would be archived on a disk or something like that. But after typically 6 months, if it's just video that's not needed anymore, it would be deleted.
Any other questions, or what are your wishes?
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the purchase of the computer system and associated software for the Monroe Police Department. All those in favor?
Aye.
I should ask if there are any additional questions. Opposed? We're good to go.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys can have better things to do than stay.
Got one to pick up from volleyball, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Item number five.
Thank you, Chair Nelson. This one is kind of an ongoing part of the project of Terraplane Estates, and the recommendation would be to allow the vacation or to approve the vacation of a portion of a utility easement that upon replatting ended up being under some housing that Kuzma Land Company is currently building. The reason it's coming at this point is because we wouldn't let them do it until the utilities were removed or completely vacated, in case there was a chance of needing access to those utilities. So we're being told now that those utilities have been vacated or disconnected, and that we can go forward with the vacation of this easement.
Any other questions or? Your wishes?
I see it's noted all, any and all related costs are on the developer.
Absolutely.
Not the city. Okay. Motion to approve, as written.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the staff recommendation to adopt the resolution for vacating the utility easement. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're good to go on that.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is a recommendation to approve the renewal agreement for a standard loan of the F-14 Tomcat at the airport. And this would be with the Department of Navy. And it looks like they replaced it placed it there in 2006 upon the new airport being constructed. And every 5 years, we must renew the loan agreement, which quick math says this must be the second renewal. And there is no fee.
Okay. Like two sentences, so I'm not quite sure what their questions would be. What are the wishes here?
It's not so much a question, I don't think. I do believe, am I correct, they're slated for paint?
I think they painted last year. Okay. And I think I just saw something.
I know there's stipulations.
Under financial that, yeah, painting and standard maintenance would be on us.
Gotcha.
As long as the aircraft is there.
And that's part of the exchange agreement?
Yep. And I did find out, too, earlier today, when talking to Mr. Shepard, that if we were to not approve the renewal agreement, that it would have to be dismantled and removed.
Right,
so,
right. I do believe MnDOT was helping obtain some of that paint.
And I don't remember the details of that. That's very possible.
Yeah.
That would be coming back, though, as a separate item to paint it, correct?
Each time we need it to.
Each time we do it.
Yep.
I remember that.
I think it's working its way through the airport commission,
okay.
So it should come here after that.
Okay. So this is strictly to
This is to have it there for another 5 years.
Okay. Someone like to make a motion?
Yeah, a motion to approve the resolution authorizing the administrator to renew that loan agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to authorize staff to renew that agreement. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're done with that one.
Back to Bethesda. So, in a nutshell, what this does is my original... Andrew, we discussed this a little bit before you got here, but the original CAR form was to approve seasonal no parking restrictions and sign as such. Since the CAR form is and has been published and the agenda has been published, we've received phone calls from Bethesda saying that they are and would like to be given the opportunity to work internally on getting their staff to park on site.
On site, okay.
And thereby changing my recommendation on the CAR form to table this would be my recommendation at this time until a future meeting, and in anticipation of them being able to, for lack of a better term, police themselves and allow the access or allow our snow plows to get in and out of there, which was what prompted this in the first place.
So you're requesting a motion to table this?
That would be my recommendation this time. Yes.
All right.
One comment?
Yes.
I commend them on that move. I like it when an entity takes it upon themselves to solve a problem before we, city, government, whatever, has to get in there and make something happen.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that message finds its way back to them.
I would hope so as well. I really don't want to add more signs.
Right.
As you know, mentioned, that if we add more signs and we add more maintenance for public works staff,
mm-hmm.
we add somebody to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lot easier for everybody if they'll do that themselves.
It might be appropriate, though, to send a letter from the city encouraging them and acknowledging, thanking them for their efforts.
Yep.
But I think also they would appreciate some, you know, that we will have to look at other things if this isn't accomplished.
Right. And we've sent letters in the past requesting it.
Yeah.
So this would be a little tweak on that. That'd be fine.
Okay. Would that be all right?
Yep.
Okay. Any other comments, or is there a motion to table?
I'm motioning to table this until further notice.
We have a motion, a second, to table this until further notice. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We are on to Rice Park. And sorry to make you wait, Mr. President.
That's fine.
Part of that was me. I apologize.
Been in your shoes before, it's not a big deal.
So I think I will turn this over to Mr. Brizendine. The short story is we accepted bids on the 25th, and we got six bids, is that right? I wasn't here, so I have to apologize.
Was it six? Five for sure, was it six? One, two, three.
Six.
Yep.
I'll let Steve kind of do more summary than that, since I wasn't even here to open.
Thanks, Sean, and Chair and members. $706,000 was in the budget for the Rice Park project. As Sean said, we did receive bids last Wednesday. A fair amount of bids. Getting six, I think, was a good bet for us. We had 13 or 14 companies pull the documents, so we were hopeful to get good numbers of bids, and that actually came true. Unfortunately, they came in over the engineer's estimates. The total amount over is roughly about $50,000. Marcus Construction is the low bidder on the project that we had put in front of everybody. Staff looked at all the bids that came in hopes of trying to find some opportunities for us to get the work done within budget. Upon looking at some options for us, it became clear that that would change the scope of the project and would result in a change of low bidding. Thus, we have two options before us tonight from our perspective. First one is to accept the bid from Marcus Construction and move forward with the project. But in doing so, we would have to find roughly $50,000 that was not in the budget for this project. The second option is to deny the bids and potentially rebid the project, looking at some of the scopes that we discussed in trying to reduce some of the dollar amounts. There was some discussion from our consultant about would December be a better time for quotes and getting some better pricing. We won't know, but our hope was to try to get this work started, given the weather, and it's a beautiful day out there today. If we were able to move forward with this, some of this demo work could take place yet this fall, potentially was what our hopes were, in hopes of meeting our opening deadline of the end of June. This obviously changes that given the dollar amount. So I think the council has two decisions to consult, and we'll move forward based upon what your thought process is. I should say two options, not two decisions. You have two options to consider.
And I don't know, as far as updates from the rec board meeting, when the third option was kicked around about changing the scope and value engineering, if you will, and talking with the attorney, and I would agree that comes before a bid process. Once the bid process is started, you're stuck with the bid process per statute. So it eliminated that as an option, which is why we're back to the two options of accept as is or rebid.
Councilmember Johnson has been at the table with the community and rec boards too, but having watched this process, I know there's been a lot of work in designing and coming up with the appropriate things for the park, and so it's difficult that it's over budget, but I'm not sure about trying to make any changes at this point in time either, so I'm struggling a little bit with it. From a procedural standpoint, I'm curious if staff has a recommendation, and if we were to accept the bid, if there is funds, have we gone down the road with how we would look at where the funds would be?
Same question. If we're going to consider these options, I'd like to know, you know, where staff says we're going to get the $50,000.
I was thinking about, because I know we've done this before, where if we're good with what we're doing I think we got a couple options. We could make a recommendation to accept the bid subject to staff determining if the funds are available, like by Monday night, or do we table it for right now? We've got a full council finance meeting on the 15th, and have you come back with where the funds would come from, and what would that do? I mean, we'd be looking at a week difference of time, so would it make a difference one way or the other? I'm curious how other council members are feeling about it.
Then I'd ask Sean, to interject. I'd ask Sean, did you have a chance to get a reply?
Yep.
You or Kelsey from Stewart on the bid and how long the bids are good for?
Right, I was able to look through the specs, and it says in there that we will award or not within 20 days without mutual consent, and so the 15th is actually too late. But upon mutual consent, it says in there that we can extend that, you know, in this case another 10 would get us to the next council meeting if that's the wishes of the council. If pressed for a recommendation, my recommendation would be to award it. Obviously, we would have to get finance committee and finance department involved when it comes to finding the other $50,000. You know, we've got some projects that are coming in that have come in under our street. Some of our street projects this year came in a little under our original estimate, so there's a good chance, there's potential there for some funding that is left over in some of those projects that were previously awarded. That being said, we've got a couple of these other things hanging out there that have been looking for some funds too, a civic center roof, you know, among a couple other things. And so there's definitely some conversations to have with finance departments and things of that nature. I really dislike, as an engineer, really dislike rebidding projects. Seldom do you get better numbers. Seldom do you get more bidders. I've made it a practice to not, if given the opportunity, to not rebid a project. And especially in this case where the scope is effectively the same thing.
When were these bids opened again?
25th.
Last Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
So with that in mind, if we were to make a recommendation to award the bids, and because I know we have done this before and asked for that information to come to the council on Monday night to make the decision, if we can't come to agreement there, then we'd have to go back to the drawing board.
Yep.
With the,
so what would
for
be
the dates, the, yeah, correct?
What would be the request to have available Monday night? Options for the
where
additional
the 50,000 would come from?
Yeah, where the money's going to come from.
Yeah,
I'm uncomfortable doing anything on this without staff telling me where are we going to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got a lot of projects pending.
Yep.
We've got a lot of deferred maintenance that hasn't been taken care of. We've got a lot of eggs in one basket, the local option sales tax.
So which way would you be more comfortable? We could not make a recommendation tonight and just bring it forward for discussion on Monday night? Or do we, that would be the only way to meet the time frame of the bids?
I think you're going to need full council approval regardless
right.
of what this group does, but I'd be more comfortable. I don't want to approve it even at this level. I mean, move forward. I'd just take it put it on for discussion. Table
so
it here and go take it to the full council.
On Monday night.
Well, it's a first chance for Lyman.
Yeah, because the other, I mean, so ask finance then to bring forth where the money would come from so that we can have the discussion on Monday night.
So if I could interject then, what you'd be looking for is for staff to try to find some options by the noon deadline of council packet information as to some potential funding
Friday
sources.
Noon,
or yeah, so it gets to the council. You'd want the information for the in the council packet. You wouldn't want staff to come Monday night with those options.
Preferably.
Right.
Yep. Or you send us an email to update over the weekend that you've got it there on Monday. And
the reason I'm saying that
Monday.
Is so that we get to work and we go,
right.
do that homework. It's why I'd like to see that acknowledged, I guess. Yeah.
Is that doable?
So is there any reason that we can't put it on the 15th? I assume the contractor would agree to a 10-day.
I would think they would.
I'm a little concerned about the time frame, that it doesn't give staff much time to...
Well, and I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we table it and ask to come to the full council
sure.
finance meeting on the 15th with the detailed information. Are you okay
with that?
Yeah,
that's full council anyway.
Yeah.
While I'm at it, I got a question about some of the bid process.
Yep.
On that thought real quick, and then...
Yeah, sir.
That being full council, actually the 14th is 20 days, and I was going to say, that being full council, you could award it after that meeting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I mean, that's the 21st day, but we could have a conversation with the contractor if that's the final decision before that time and see.
Okay.
That's
fine.
Thank you, Chair Nelson. How were these bid packages run? Were the alternates mutually exclusive? Or was it a base bid plus alternate one, plus alternate one, and alternate two? Or were they run all separate from each other?
They were bid separate, and it was awarded upon the base bid, I believe is what you guys
said. Correct.
Awarded upon the base bid, okay, and so...
And then we had to have a choice to make whether to add alternate one and or alternate two.
Not fit.
And once the base bid was exceeding budget, we obviously did not concern ourselves a lot with the alternates.
Got it. So the $50,000, we're talking the difference between the, not that, well, we're talking the difference between the estimate and the budget is the 50. Because the difference between the lowest bid, lowest base bid, that's $2,000 over. So that's not adding in alternate one and alternate two, correct?
Correct.
So it would be theoretically possible. I mean, a third option would be to award a base bid. And then, now what does statute allow for change orders once a base bid's been awarded?
That's what we attempted to do after we saw this. We attempted to go through and reduce some of the quantities.
Oh, see, yeah, I'm thinking.
In some of the areas.
They're same way, huh?
And so we went through the quantities based on the engineer's estimate. Mm-hmm. Went through the quantities based on the low bidder estimate to get to that magic $50,000 to get it down to what the engineer's estimate was.
Yeah.
But in doing that and running those quantities on everybody's bid, it changed who the low bidder was.
Oh.
Hence the problem.
Well, I'm not satisfied they did their due diligence.
You're happy?
Well, sounds like they were in it the same way that I would have at work, so.
We tried that, yes.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I would have done.
Okay, so the discussion we've had is to table this, to bring to the
finance
full council finance meeting on the 15th of November,
yep,
with staff bringing forth recommendations for where the additional funding would come from.
Okay.
Are you good with that? You good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. Someone want to do that?
Motion to do what Audrey just said to do.
I'll stay here though. Second
thing. All right, we have a motion and a second to table this till the 15th. Are you guys okay with that? Any further discussion? We're happy? All right, all those in favor, we did that?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed? We're good to go?
Good to go.
So, Madam Chair.
Yes.
So you'll call the contractor before you leave and make sure he's good with the one day.
Yep.
Okay. We're good.
And I'll probably ask for a week rather than one day.
Yeah, just that's good.
Or 10 days maybe.
10 days, because I think that's originally what we thought it was, 30 days.
I did think it was 30, yep.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Okay. That ends the agenda. Let's go back here.
I had one thing too, Madam Chair.
All right. Yes, sir.
We have to pick a different date for our next public works because finance stole ours.
Oh.
15th is Tuesday.
Okay.
So you guys can pick whatever day you want, or we can cancel, or we can do whatever. I have prior commitments on the Monday the 14th, but I don't have to be here either. So.
Are you anticipating a long agenda?
I'm not anticipating anything at the moment.
Okay.
But in the next 2 weeks, there's things that come up, so.
And we said finance was going to start at 4:45?
4:45.
You know, if there's one or two little things, I could add it to that agenda, which, actually, that's the budget one, and I probably won't do that.
While we're adding this.
Yeah. It's kind of budget related, though.
Yeah.
We can see what happens by the time council meeting comes and see if there's anything anticipated.
Yep.
And I can talk to you and or Ron and find out, or kind of get an opinion at that point.
Okay. What would happen if we said 4:30?
If it's just a couple of things.
Couple things.
Yeah.
Could Could we do that? Could we? Yeah, you can.
I'm probably worse.
Well, you are. You can express your opinion.
Yeah, I think that'd be.
You can make it really complicated for everybody else.
Why don't we check that out and see if we can do that?
It's too complicated already for me.
Yep.
I agree.
If you have us an excuse to get done in 15 minutes, that'd be great.
Yeah, if that's okay. Because we could skip the police and fire updates and just do what needed to be done if needed.
If there's any agenda item or any action items.
Good with that?
Yep.
All right.
Madam Chair, just FYI, I will be out of the state on the 15th, so if there's any questions that you guys would have ahead of time, and I think I had given you an email about this, especially related to the community ed and rec or leisure service budgets and presenting those, so Sean will handle this particular subject in my stead, but if there's other financial questions about budgets that you might have ahead of time.
You're leaving on?
I'm leaving the 15th. I'll be, I think I'm here in the morning and then out.
Okay. All right. Any other business? Other requests? All right. Motion to adjourn. All right.